Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into Woods and Water. Another Saturday that
Woods and Water.
Me and Dad, yeah.
Left off something very
South
important.
South Carolina.
Thank you.
Kind of a given, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It is not a given.
Anyway, as I was saying, another Saturday, me and Dad haven't killed each other.
Day ain't over yet. It's funny, we were talking to people, and they're like, oh, man, y'all have such a good rapport. I said, you don't see us off air. you might get a taste of it now and then on air.
Yeah.
But you're not around us off air. Poor mom.
No, you're not. Yeah.
She, my wife and Taylor's mother is an absolute saint.
Yes, she is.
And Sophie's here. Hello, Sophie.
Hi, Sophie.
Hello, sir. Yeah. You can't. You want to bark? Let everybody know you're here.
Hey. Huh? What you doing?
Sophie? What is it, Sophie? She's not going to bark. Yeah. Don't pull her ear. My goodness.
I'm not pulling on it. She gets annoyed.
She starts growling.
Now she is. Okay.
Who else is tormenting their dog trying to get them to bark on the radio today? Nobody. But yeah. How many of you are watching Bass Live and the Bass Pro Tour at the same time today?
Yeah.
Huh? Is the NPFL fishing this weekend or a Tackle Warehouse Pro? I mean, you could have like three different computers going on different fishing apps if you're.
Sounds like us.
Yeah. Man, there's a lot going on. If you're here in Greenville or in the upstate or in the state of South Carolina or close by, North Carolina, Georgia, whatever, the Bassmaster Classic is town in case you have missed it somehow or another with all the billboards around town and the advertisements on radio and the people talking about it and all the rat boats and trucks going up and down the road and around Lake Hartwell and all. It is still here. Weigh-ins will start at 4 o'clock in less than an hour. And this afternoon and tomorrow, let's see, the expo goes to 6 o'clock tonight out at the TD Center out near the airport. It's the Greenville Convention Center now. It's not TD anymore.
Got to get better.
And I still call the Bilo Center the Bilo Center instead of the Well. A Bonds, of course, Wellness Arena, which is where the weigh-ins are. So you can go out for a couple hours tonight and catch the expo, or you can start now for the Well and catch the weigh-in starting at 4 o'clock. Good times will be had by a lot of people this weekend. Just meeting some people, watching. One guy will be $300,000 richer tomorrow afternoon.
It's crazy.
About 5 o'clock. And, you know, it was really funny, Taylor, or not funny. One of the themes from the interviews we did at Media Day, talking about, and several people, it was what's your favorite thing about
the moment
the classic
trophies.
Is the moment one person's life is changed forever.
Yep.
They will forever be known as the 2022 Bassmaster Classic champion.
And, yeah, we have we're kind of slammed with another special guest, but next week, if you didn't make it to the Classic, if you wish you could have gotten an inside, but if you wish you could have gotten like an inside scoop from some people from Bass, we did a couple interviews on Media Day that we're going to piece together. Well, a lot.
Yeah, we got a couple shows worth. We're going to have to figure out. We weren't planning on doing a couple shows on this. We were planning on one show, but when you get people talking, it just.
Just standing out in the middle of the sun. That was
fun. It was hot today.
But
yeah, so we're going to. Next week, and then probably for a couple weeks after, we're going to have to spread some things out. But we're going to hear from people like Dave Mercer, which you normally don't hear of on this show because they're in town. They're easy to access. And Davey Height, we'll catch up with him. Gene Gilliland, the conservation officer for Bass. Steve Bowman, who's been with Bass for a long time. And he and his wife, Barbara, are – head up a lot of the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame stuff. James Overstreet, photographer for Bass.
We did a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, just people that you normally wouldn't hear from, normally hear because, you know, when it comes to bass fishing, I like to keep it to South Carolina and our guys, and every once in a while I'll reach out and do something with somebody else. But, yeah, so over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be piecing those together and running some shows on that. What else, Taylor? It's warm.
I'm
welcome to summer.
Sleepy.
Welcome to summer. It's like winter was here, spring was 2 days, and now it's summer. I mean, look around. Look at the trees that are budding out.
Unless this is just like
false spring or something like that. It could be. Temperature's supposed to be down in the mid-60s next week.
See? It's going to go back down.
But that's not bad. 60s and 40s, that's springtime. Mm. Let me tell you one thing, folks. We were catching, on official practice day Wednesday, we were catching bass. I'm not going to tell you how. I don't want to say how. Not until the classic is over. But we were catching bass on something that usually you're not using until like mid-April.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. If you're not interested in, if you're not normally keep up with professional bass fishing, this would be one to keep up with. Because this is a wide open tournament.
This came as a shock to a lot of people.
Oh, a lot of anglers. Yeah. Everybody was planning on cooler, possibly rainy, you know, water temperatures around 50, 52. We hit 59 degrees on Wednesday water temperature.
Yeah.
And with tomorrow projected to be 80 or so. Is it still supposed to be that warm tomorrow?
Yeah, I looked.
Yep. Did you look?
I feel like as of right now, I'm going to go ahead and say my
Okay, go ahead and say your pick.
Not my pick of angler, but the way I feel like a bunch of the weight's going to be.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to be.
I'm not going to jinx myself. But I feel like a lot of the weight is going to come from shallow fishing. Now, there are going to be some anglers that will find them deep because that's how they know how to fish. And they're good at
bass
it.
And all, yeah.
But when you get into some of those big largemouth that are cruising up against the bank, not bedded yet, but they're
just staging. Yeah.
And then you come to the whole thing, though, of it's like the pre-spawn cruisers and the post-spawn cruisers, and some of them are going to bite, some of them are not going to bite. And so you're going to run into that a lot, I feel like, but
it's not just the daytime temperatures, the nighttime temperatures. They're 50 degrees. 56 degrees.
Water temp's going to be up.
Yeah, it's not going to lose the daytime heating. It's going to keep it. Mm-hmm. So that water temperature, I wouldn't be surprised if we got 65, 68 degree water by Sunday. By tomorrow.
But yeah, you're going to have some anglers like Brandon Cobb and Patrick Walters who have fish you slake a lot and are good fishing shallow. I mean, they can fish deep too, but this is where going to be their work when they're going to come in and they're going to fish shallow. And then you're going to have some come in that are going to fish deep and they're going to do great. But then you're going to have some that are going to struggle with the adjustment because they've probably, you know, either planned out for one thing and are trying to figure out how to adjust to another. But it's going to be an interesting tournament.
It will be. Are you going to make a stab at who's going to win?
I don't want to jinx it.
It's not jinxing it. They won't know.
No, I'm not. Just jinxing in general.
No, don't. It's anybody's tournament.
That's the way I think it is, too.
I think. Of course, we're saying this today, and Saturday afternoon could be totally different. But
yeah, this is recorded.
Yeah, because we're going to be busy.
This is Thursday where we're recording it.
The rest of this week is just a blur already.
Yep.
And that's the way the classic is. It takes forever to get here,
and
you blink your eyes, and it's gone again.
But keep up with it if you're not able to come here and actually
watch
be around.
Bass Live.
Yeah, and then if you are here, do come say hi. We'll be around.
Yeah, we'll be around.
And you
look
can.
Of course, we have a box suite up in. And I forgot to hit the music again.
Dang you, Dad.
we have a suite at the Well.
Yep.
If you're at the weigh-in, kind of look around for us. We're gonna have
a few
things to give away. Yeah. But you never know what we got.
You don't.
So, say hi.
And also, you can follow us on social media, and we'll be taking you around.
That's right. Yeah, we'll be taking you around.
Maybe doing some live videos.
Instagram,
so, yeah.
Facebook, whatever. So, yeah. Yep. All right. Well, our special guest, who we take the rest of the show with, we talked about two segments and ended up eating up three, is TJ Morgan with South Carolina Wildlife and Camp Woody. Mm-hmm. And summer camp is coming up fast. Gather your kids around. Enjoy. Think about the times you had and send your kids off for a week and take a vacation without them. More Woods and Water Talk on the other side of the break. I got to get to the part where he says turn it up. That's a long way into this.
Yeah, no, we're not listening to the whole thing.
Okay, well, I'll say it for him.
No.
Turn it up.
No. You're so weird.
You'll want to turn it up today, folks. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. It is the second segment of the show, and Taylor just touched the buttons on the control panel.
I'm figuring out how to touch the buttons right.
But you're not allowed to touch the buttons.
But I just did.
I know you did. I'll deal with you after the show.
Yeah, okay.
Bruises will appear. No, welcome back. We are, you do, you will. You want to turn it, you, in fact, you want to grab the kids first.
Mm-hmm.
Grab your kids. If they're 7 years on up to, 18 or so, grab them. Plant them in front of the radio, because this segment, you don't want to miss this show. This is a good one. Summer camp. We love summer camp. I remember my brother going to summer camp before I could go and how jealous I was. I went to summer camp. Both my daughters have been to summer camp of different sorts. And it's just an experience you just don't want to miss. I mean, a lot of you parents listening know exactly what I'm talking about. And we've got great summer camps here in South Carolina, but today we are talking to TJ Morgan. He is the brand new camp director at Camp Woody down in Pinewood, South Carolina. And TJ, thanks so much for taking some of your time today to be with us on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. I look forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, I want to dive right in, but first I want you to take a minute, introduce yourself. You had a cool story that we're going to get to a little bit later on in the show. But take a moment to introduce yourself and introduce Camp Woody for us.
Thank you. So I grew up in North Carolina, went to camp ever since I was about 8 years old, always knew that I wanted to be a camp director. And so I found Camp Woody in 2019 and started working full time in the spring of 2020 with Camp Woody. I love Camp Woody. Wish I knew about it as a kid.
Oh, wow.
Didn't have the opportunity to go when I was a kid to Camp Woody, but I wish I could have. So Camp Woody was established in 1995. We've been running summer camps ever since then, through COVID and everything. But we are a hunting and fishing, wildlife education, conservation learning camp. We teach kids for 10 weeks of summer camp all they need to know about hunting, fishing, wildlife, specifically like waterfowl and reptiles. Yeah. They go out into the wetlands. They get to play in the mud. They get to shoot shotguns, rifles, archery. They get to go down a zip line. We have an 80-foot slip and slide. We have a new and improved blob where they get to jump off and be blobbed into the water. In our new swimming hole. We've got it all. It's so much fun. We got, new things coming every week, but we're mainly focused on that gun safety, teaching kids what they need to know to be out in the woods and get away from all their electronics and worries of home.
Taylor, you covered a lot of what we wanted to talk about
in
one sentence. But that's good because that just means we get to delve deeper into it. I love the little blurb about Camp Woody. It says, I lost it. Look at that. Where'd it go? Oh, the mission of Camp Woody is to pass on our wildlife heritage to the next generation.
Yep. And
that just goes so well with this show, and we are looking forward to this, the next at least segment or two, maybe third segment, depending on how much we talk. Taylor?
Yeah.
I guess, we wrote down some ideas, but I think the way we want to go about this is exactly what you said. So what do you got?
Well, with all that being said, you've named off a lot of activities, but take us through the day in the life of a camper. What do they do on a daily basis, including all those activities?
All right. So in a week, the campers get dropped off on Sunday afternoon. They're walking over to their cabin. They're getting to meet all their new best friends for the week their counselor that's going to take them to all those fun activities.
Hang on a second.
Oh, boy.
We skipped something.
What did we skip?
We skipped something. We need to come back and start that one over again.
What?
Well, they need some help down there.
They
still need some staff members and all that, and that slipped my mind. I wanted to get at it before we got into today. So let's back up, TJ. What do y'all need? What kind of help do you need?
Yeah, so we are looking for staff members 18 years or older, anywhere from 18 to 25, 30, however old you want to be to come to work at camp. but specifically 18 years or older, we need a lot of male staff because the majority of our campers are boy campers that come in. So we need 18-year-old boys that want to come out and impact the lives of over 1,450 campers this summer. We have space available for camp counselors to come out. The kind of the idea of the counselor is they come in for 2 weeks of staff training where we teach them everything they need to know. You know, as long as they love working with kids and working outside, I can teach you everything else you need to know about working at camp. Been doing it for a long time, so I've got a lot of experience and knowledge. But, you know, they're coming out. They're working for 10 weeks. We go Sunday to Friday, where they're taking the kids to all those activities. So they're taking them to all the shooting events. They're taking them to, you know, canoes, fishing, and stuff like that. And then we also have support staff that are there to help them at those activities as well. So we have staff that are shooting instructors that their job is to go to those shooting activities and teach those kids that the counselors bring to those shooting activities. We have archery instructors that teach the archery, fishing instructors. You know, we have lifeguards and all that, but what we really need are 18 years or older boys that want to come out, you know, young men that want to impact these lives of the boys that are coming out to camp every week. We run, you know, from 7:30 a.m. to about 10 p.m. every day, so it's a great workout. lots of time out in the sun working on your tan, you know? But it also, you know, working at camp also gives you great kind of credentials for the rest of your life. You know, you're learning leadership skills with those kids. You're learning that, you know, you're showing to other places that you can stay dedicated for 10 whole weeks of, you know, summer camp, 12 if you include staff training. So it shows dedication. It looks really good on a job application, college application, and stuff like that.
Cool. And I hope somebody will take advantage of that. I really do. Okay, now that I interrupted you, back to the day of life of the camper. They get there when and go from there.
Yeah, so they get there Sunday. They're meeting their counselor, who is fully trained for those 2 weeks of staff training, ready to rock and roll.
There you go.
But they're showing up on Sunday. Sunday night, we normally, you know, we eat dinner, which is always pizza night on Sunday nights. So we eat pizza on Sunday nights, and then we do some large group, you know, group activity, some free time so that they can get all their energy out before trying to go to sleep the first night of camp, which is always a struggle because you're so excited to be there.
Right.
But we go to bed that night. You know, they're meeting their campers in their cabin, so they're getting to know all their new friends' names and their staff around helping them out as well. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They look very similar in the daily life of a camper or a staff member. So we're waking up, we're going to flagpole at 7:45, where we're raising the flag each day and we're saying the Pledge of Allegiance. After that, we're going to breakfast. Gosh, one of my favorite parts of the day. I love breakfast. Mama Velvet is always in the kitchen.
She has
been here since the beginning of Camp Woody, and she has... Never let me down on a meal. I haven't been here since the beginning, but I know that since I got here, I have never been hungry. We cook, you know, kid-friendly meals to make sure that, you know, all the kids are getting the nutrition. You know what word I'm trying to
say.
We get it.
There you go.
They get
the nutrients. That is it.
There we go.
They get the nutrients they need throughout the day of long activities. Fuel.
The fuel to go all day long. Yeah, there we go.
They get the fuel they need to go all day long out in the hot sun running around all these activities. After breakfast, we go right into activities. So they might go to archery. They might go to... a shooting activity like five stand or 22s or our new long gun range. And they'll go to those activities with their cabin and with their counselor. After those three activities in the morning, they will go to lunch. Again, Mama Velvet in the kitchen, so you know you're going to pull.
Okay.
After you eat a big old lunch and it's the middle of the day and it's super hot, we go back to our cabin for a beautiful hour called rest hour or siesta.
I like that.
Where you just relax for a little bit. You're out of the sun. You know, you're regaining, maybe taking a nap. Who knows?
Okay.
And then after that rest hour, we go right back into activities. So we'll go back to two activities. So your cabin might go to the blob. Or might go to the slip and slide to cool off after a hot part of the day.
All right.
After those two activities, we meet back in the dining hall for canteen time, where the kids can purchase, you know, snacks and drinks and all that other stuff to kind of get them through the middle part of the day before dinner.
Okay.
After that canteen time, we go back two more activities. So they might do the 3D archery course. So they're actually walking through the woods. They're shooting at targets that look like bears and deer and elk and dinosaurs and stuff like that. After that, they might go to a waterfowl class where they're learning about the ducks. We have an aviary that has, right now currently has 13 different species of ducks in it.
Wow.
So they get to see those ducks up close. You know, they get to see the difference between each different species of duck. They get to see the difference between the male and the female ducks, and they get to learn more about it from one of our outdoor educators that are there to help out with the summer. After those two activities, after canteen, we go back. We have more food at dinner. Super going to be full because we always have great dinners.
Right.
After dinner, we have a little bit of free time where we'll send some groups to the pro shop. So each group will get to go to the pro shop at least once a week, where they can purchase T-shirts, hats, water bottles, stickers, duck calls, all the good stuff. And then after that free time, we have a night activity. So depending on the week, depending on the age group, we'll do different night activities. So no matter what your kid's age, they are going to go play capture the flag on the island. We have an island right in the middle of the pond, got a lot of trees on it, but a lot of running room as well. So kids love to wade over to the island through the water. Or we also have a bridge for those who don't want to get as wet.
I tell you what, TJ, hang on right there. I hate to cut you off. We're going to run up against a break. Okay, Taylor, calm down. Yeah. We'll pick up right there with evening activities. Is that all right with you?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Hang on, folks. We'll be back. Going to go out with a little Huey Lewis in the news. And we'll be back with segment after the break.
That means a good thing.
I don't know. I guess maybe it is. Maybe it's not.
Thanks, Dad.
All right, TJ. You can't say it out loud, but in your, just to yourself.
I want to do it this time.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
So.
Well, he's got. But hurry up, because we only got so much time left in the bumper music.
Is this to you? Is this Darius Rucker?
Don't say it.
Or is this Hootie and the Blowfish? Don't say it yet.
So you know who this is, right? Just do you know who it is? Oh, he's done
the
music. Okay, all right, here we go. All right, go ahead. This is a little something. And I think we know you well enough to do this, so go ahead.
And it's kind of like.
This is a generational thing.
Yeah. It's kind of like, is it always going to be Darius Rucker to you, or is it going to be Hootie and the Blowfish?
To me, it's always going to be Darius Rucker.
Yes!
Oh, man.
Woo!
I know. Sorry. I know both just because my dad always listened to country music growing up and stuff like that.
Point.
But. Yeah,
we
but
don't
to me,
split points.
I like the Darius Rucker a little bit better. But.
We don't split points.
Oh, gosh.
That is another point on the board for me. You take the L on this one.
Yeah, I do. I took the loss on this one.
Uh-huh.
That's always one. It's a generational thing. You know, to me, he's always going to be Hootie. You know, five points.
You know, I just try to keep up with the young kids, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always trying to stay up to date.
Okay, so see, he's situational.
Oh, but don't be no. We don't play this game.
Okay, all right. We're not gonna play this game. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. We've got TJ Morgan from Camp Woody on with us, and we're talking about summer camps. And I did a horrible job of letting him know the segment was coming to an end last time. So, hush, Taylor.
I'm not saying anything.
So, I'd like for you to pick up right after supper, and continue on with evening activities, and then we need to cover the rest of the week, And then we're going to get to some of the activities, the facilities, lots of other stuff. So take off with it, TJ.
Can do. So, yep, we were on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Right.
All looked very similar. After dinner, we have a little bit of free time where the kids get to hang out. They can play gaga ball. They can play basketball. They can play volleyball, four square, nine square in the air, soccer. Lots of opportunity there. Most of them like to go fishing as well, so there's another fishing opportunity. But after that free time, we go into night activities. So depending on the week, will depend on the campers, the age group that we have for that week. So that would depend on the night activities that we do. So for those 7 to 11-year-olds, our night activities include capture the flag on the island. We have the mud pit, and then we also have campfire. So at capture the flag, obviously, we play capture the flag on the island in the middle of our pond. They get to walk through the water, or they can go over the bridge to get to the island. And then we split the group up in half, and we play a big game of capture the flag on the island. We also have mud pit on those junior weeks. So there's times where there's a group over playing in the mud, quite literally what it sounds like.
Tugging on the inner tube, right?
Exactly. We play a game called Tube Aside. It's like tug of war, but with an inner tube instead of, you know, a big rope. But we also have a big rope over there where they can play a big game of tug of war.
Okay. All right.
Obviously, losing team would end up in the mud pit. Parents, don't worry. We always have a lifeguard over there as well.
Okay.
Make sure everything's safe. And then we also have campfire where we take the kids to our campfire area. We have a campfire. We sing some songs. We do some funny skits. And then they get to roast marshmallows and have some s'mores as well. So for the juniors, 7 to 11 years old, that's what they're doing on those night activities. For the seniors, they also do capture the flag, and they also do campfire. But their third night activity is called night shoot. So we take them over to our five-stand range that has big stadium lights.
Yeah.
We turn on those stadium lights. It's dark out. They're shooting clays in the dark. We play a game called Annie Oakley, which is like knockout, but with shotguns.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
That is so cool.
Knockout in basketball just took a whole new role, doesn't it?
Exactly. So, you know, that first kid gets to call pool. We pull a random thrower. They get the first shot at it. If they miss, the next kid gets the same shot at the same clay. And there's times where it goes all the way down the line. That fifth person busts the clay before it hits the ground, and the four people in front of them are out.
Out.
Oh, my gosh.
So we do that until we have a final kid, and then that camper gets to go up against the shooting instructors for that week.
Oh. So
always a good rivalry there.
Oh, absolutely.
Some of our shooting instructors are better shots than others, but we have had some kids beat some shooting instructors as well.
Well, you know, with the growth in shotgun sports in high school,
yeah,
and with the growth in the outdoors in general, you probably got some kids coming in who've had some time to practice and know what they're doing.
No kidding. We have some kids that come in and they have like their own shooting vest and everything with their
last
name on it. I'm like, oh man, I'm not going up against them.
I'm no longer a shooting instructor this week.
those kids are also normally the kids that do really well in our Top Gun competition.
Okay.
So on Thursday, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday look very similar.
Okay.
But on Thursday, we have breakfast, and then half of the camp goes off and does our Top Gun competition. So at Top Gun, they're going back to all those shooting activities that they did and learned throughout the week, and we're actually keeping score of every camper that has been to camp that week. We keep score for all of them.
Okay.
And, you know, half the camp does that in the morning. The other half is still doing some of their cabin activities that are, you know, not shooting based.
Okay.
And then we flip-flop after lunch, where the other half does Top Gun, so that at the end of Thursday, we have one male camper and one female camper with the two top scores for that week for all the shooting activities. So they're going back to skeet. They're going back to incoming. They're going to layout. They're going to five stand. They're going to 22s. They're going to archery. And we're keeping score of every camper score at all those activities, adding them all up. And then we have our final male and female winner, Top Gun winners for the week. And on Friday, when Friday we have breakfast. After breakfast, we kind of clean up the dining hall a little bit, and we have our video of the week that our camp photographer puts on for us puts together some pictures, some videos from the whole week of camp. The kids get to watch it all together in the dining hall, you know, laugh at the funny parts.
Oh, yeah.
Cry because camp is over. Back home. And then after that, we take a picture of everybody in the dining hall or outside the dining hall, and then they go back to their cabins and wait for their parents to come pick them up anywhere from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Friday. That is kind of the week in the life of a camper and a staff member if they're there as well.
And I'm tired. I need siesta at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, most kids when they, mostly these younger kids when they come to camp, they've never been away from home before. They've never really spent a week away outside with different people. So most of the time, Sunday and Monday, some of those younger kids that have never been away, they're kind of, they're scared. They're a little homesick. Sure. We do a really good job during those 2 weeks of training, making sure those counselors know, hey, the more interactive these kids are, the less they're going to be homesick. The more people that they know, the more names that they know of the kids in their cabin, the more at home they're going to feel at camp. Hard to feel homesick when you're home at camp. But we do a really good job of making sure that, everybody feels included. Everybody knows each other's names. One of the favorite quotes that I got from a camp director way long back was, friends call you by your name. So making sure that all those kids know each other's names so that they are feeling at home at camp.
Cool. We've got about a minute and a half left. In that minute and a half, talk about Yuri, because you touched on it right at the beginning, but when you were going to camp as a youngster and the decision to make, talk about that for the next minute or so.
Yeah, so when I went to camp, I was 8 years old. My parents dropped me off and I was like, all right, bye, leave. I'm here. I'm ready. So I went to camp ever since I was 8. I went all the way through the program of being a counselor in training to a counselor to a shooting instructor. But when I was about 10 years old, it was about my third year at camp. I looked at the summer camp director at that time, up in North Carolina, and I looked at him and I said, hey, just so you know, I'm going to take your job one day. And that was when I knew that I wanted to work at camp for the rest of my life. So I made some decisions after, working at camp and stuff like that, going to college and studying camp and outdoor adventure leadership. And he actually left that camp that I was at and went down to Camp Woody down in South Carolina.
Right.
And he called me up and he was like, hey, this is a really cool camp. I think you should come down here and, try it out. And I was like, well, I can't take your job if I'm somewhere else. So here I come. And came down in the fall of 2019 and started with our outdoor education, Camp Leopold. And then in the March of 2020, started as the assistant summer camp director and the heritage director, leading the weekend events that we have. And then this past summer, got the opportunity to apply for a summer camp director, and here I am now.
Wow.
That's
what a story.
Yeah.
And, and that's the beauty of summer camp, folks. You don't know what impact it's going to have on a kid.
Yep.
At 10 years old, you've got a career choice being made.
Yep.
And that's cool. All right. Well, I knew Taylor.
I knew,
when
too.
We got this third segment that we hold in reserve, and you know what we're into. We're into the third segment.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to come back, talk some more about maybe some facilities, some of the other stuff that happens at camp, and some financial assistance in case you need it. So, y'all hang on. Back more Woods and Water, South Carolina, after the break.
I did not want to know. I don't care.
You had the puzzled look on your face, like, which one is this?
No, the look on my face is, why is he still playing his music and not mine?
Well, let's see. It would take you coming down here and going on YouTube and going to Global Music Rights and figuring out.
See, that's just, like, so much work. Like, you got to, like, make sure it's not copyrighted.
Don't come easy.
Yeah. Don't we have an agenda here?
We do. Dad. We have a lot more to talk about on Camp Woody.
But you brought it up, so I have to hammer the nail when it comes up. Right, TJ? Right?
Exactly.
See? Chalk one up for Dad. Okay. And with that, we'll just carry on. We are with TJ Morgan from South Carolina Waterfowl Association's Camp Woody. We have had two full segments. If you're tired like me, you know, nap time's coming. if you're a kid who is now bouncing off the wall wanting to go to summer camp, I'm going to go ahead and put this up front so we don't forget at the end, because this is one we might forget about. TJ, where do they go to find all of this information and see more about Camp Woody, registration, price, all the stuff that's going on, pictures, everything?
Everything about camp can be found at our website. Our website is wildlifeedcenter.org. They can go in there. They can explore camp. We have a little virtual tour. We have more about our staff applications and different job descriptions. And then we also have social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all the young hip TikTok. I think we have a TikTok.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, very up to date with the kiddos.
Okay. Well, that's it. We'll try to mention that. I didn't want to forget that at the end because that was the last point on our list. Facilities. I know I came down and toured in December of 19. I think I toured, or 20?
19.
I think it was 19. I came down and went over the whole shebang, and they were putting in the zip line and doing this and putting the aviator, which the aviary was just being built. But I know you got some new facilities. Take a few minutes, talk about the facilities in general, maybe the new dining hall.
Yeah, so if you haven't been down to camp in the past 2 weeks, then we have something new up. We're always looking to improve and, you know, build new things.
Yeah.
One of the things that we added just before last summer was our 300-person dining hall. So each week of camp, we're maxing out camp with 160 kids a week. So some of those weeks are already filled with 160 kids. Wow. But we have room for 300 in our dining hall. The only reason we – you know, don't have more than 160 kids a week is because we ran out of beds to put them in. So, you know, we're looking to build some more cabins so that we can fill up that dining hall and be at maximum capacity there. But we have a 300-person dining hall. It's really awesome. It's big. We actually just put some more duck mounts hanging from the ceiling in there. So it looks like two big flocks of ducks are coming in to land right in the dining hall. It looks great. It is amazing.
That is got to be.
But we also have those cabins. I think you want me to talk a little bit more about the cabin situation for the kids. So we have our cabins set up to where, you know, it's one counselor for anywhere from 6 to 10 kids, keeping those ratios as low as we can just to make more, you know, personal connections with those campers. But one staff member has their, you know, 8 kids in a room, and then there's a dividing wall that we leave open during the summer so that there's another group there, you know, that counselor with his 8 kids, that counselor with his 8 kids, dividing walls open so that at night when they're going to bed, there's 2 staff members as opposed to 1, you know, making sure that, you know, we're hitting all the kids. We're making sure that they're all taken care of for the night, taken care of during that rest hour as well.
Okay.
But making sure they're all taken care of.
Cool. What's that? What's next on the list there, Miss List Keeper?
Number 2 is scholarships for campers.
Yes. So we are very blessed. This year we were blessed with around $100,000 worth of scholarships.
Oh, my goodness.
So Mr. David, our CEO, and Mac and Trey go out and they, you know, find people who, you know, have a passion for sending kids to camp, same passion that we have. And, you know, they talk them into their wallets, giving us some money to send those kids that couldn't afford it otherwise. We do have a financial assistance application on our website, so they can go in there. It's, you know, real easy. Tell us a little about your situation, and then we can kind of go from there as to how much scholarship we can kind of pass out and grant to those kids that really need to come to camp, but, you know, parents just can't afford it because you know, it's a great experience. Obviously, it does cost money, but we try to help out where we can, when we can.
And I think the kids are getting more than their
money's worth coming to summer camp with all the stuff we've talked about. I got to go back. Talk about the blob. This intrigues me.
So, like I said, if you haven't been to camp for the past couple of weeks, we built something new.
Yeah.
But we have a swimming hole out by our observation tower where we have our 80-foot slip and slide. That's this big slip and slide on a hill that goes down into the swimming hole. And then right across from that, we also have our blob. So our blob is like this big marshmallow of an air pillow that that sits in the water. And you have a platform that's about 10 to 12 feet above it. One kid jumps off onto one end of the blob. There's a kid sitting at the other end towards the water. They jump down, and as you can imagine, one kid hits the one side of the blob. All that air is transferred, and it shoots the other kid up into the air and landing into the water. It's a great experience. It's a wonderful time. It is a little bit scary, but after you know, the hardest part is taking that first step. After that, it's all easy.
After that, it's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, man. To be 18, 16, 17 again.
Oh, I did the blob, and that thing scared me to death. I was going to hit the dog. So we mentioned over the break, we're talking about some activities that we had covered, but you had also mentioned some upcoming activities y'all have coming that are
springtime.
Spring.
Yeah, so this spring we actually have some shooting instruction camp weekends. Those weekends are really focused on our shooting activities. We have John Higgins coming in to most of those weekends. He is a world-known shooting instructor. He's been instructing for over 40 years, and he actually created his own method of teaching, you know, kids and parents and everybody how to shoot. So on that weekend, he'll be there. It's a parent-child group. You can take one parent to one kid or one parent and two kids. You can come out. You can bring your own gun if you want to learn more about your gun. You know, we'll supply the ammo for a 410, 20-gauge, or 12-gauge. If you have something else, obviously you'd need to bring your own ammo.
Okay.
But we do have camp guns as well that you can use on that weekend. Those run front Friday to Sunday, and they are solely focused on really honing in everybody's shot, making sure that you are going away learning something about how you shoot and how to improve it.
Cool.
We also have some bass fishing tournaments. All of our ponds now have new fishing platforms, so we just built new fishing platforms as well at all those ponds to really increase the fishing opportunity. We're putting a fish feeder at each one of those docks that's going to shoot out food three or four times a day, so the fish are going to be there. Our fishing tournaments run in April, and it's a parent-child group again, or parent and two kids coming out fishing, you know, all morning on Saturday, and then we have a weigh-in with pictures, and we have a prize that each group wins. We'll do the biggest fish prize and the most weight for those groups. So those are always fun. We have some bass fishing locals that come out as well and kind of teach a little bit more about bass fishing while you're there.
I bet Ed Paul is one of those, isn't he?
Sometimes he's so busy nowadays.
Yeah.
Gosh, we love it when he comes out, but that man is more busy than I've ever known.
He's got more fingers and more dykes than I know of.
No kidding. He is awesome when it comes to that.
He is. And he loves
fishing. We have a women's wilderness weekend after that where just the moms can come out, or technically 18 years or older. So, all the ladies can come out for the women's wilderness weekend, learn more about hunting, fishing, shooting guns. We have a wild game chef coming in that weekend who teaches, you know, different ways to cook deer, duck, dove, all the wild games.
Who would that be?
Danny Hieronymus. He is a wild game personal chef down in Charleston area.
Cool.
And he is amazing. He actually has a kid that came to camp, and that's how I kind of learned about him, heard about him, and got him to come back for some of our weekend events and during the summer and stuff like that. So he is awesome.
Got about 2 minutes left. I knew we'd chew through all this stuff.
No,
is there anything that we haven't talked about or anything you want to say anything more about?
camp is filling up.
Camp
so if you haven't signed your kid up, you should do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow because time is running out and spots are filling up.
Wow. Again, folks, this is Camp Woody. TJ has talked enough. I think TJ, when he came on, thought, oh, this will be easy, short. He started telling him all the things he wanted to, and I think he kind of gulped and was like, Okay, this is going to take a little longer than I thought. but it's Camp Woody, wildlifeedcenter.org. Camp Woody is what you're looking for, other than there's other activities on here. We didn't talk about it, but you've got Camp Loophole, which is activities and sessions for classes to come in during the school year. Maybe one day we'll get a chance to talk about that a little more. Goodness gracious, shooting sports, archery, mud tugs, ropes and all that, the blob, zip slides, zip lines, bass fishing.
Everything.
Jiminy crickets. I don't know. I mean, it's all there. Registration, you can take. There's testimonials here. Why I love Camp Woody. Oh, no cell phones.
Nope, no cell phones. So
no cell phones. Yep. So we are electronics free. Leave them at home. All the staff will have radios, so they don't even have their cell phones. You know, we try to say unplug for a week, connected for a lifetime.
Absolutely.
And that is exactly what we're looking for.
Absolutely. TJ, it has been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for taking so much of your time today. Gosh, thank you.
Thank you for having me. This has been wonderful. This has been awesome.
Great. Glad to hear it. Taylor, we'll know if that was true if next year he answers our text. next year, we promise we'll only hold him to one segment, just an update, Camp Woody. And we can refer back to this one if you want more information. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Hope you have a great week. We'll be back here kind of wrapping up the Bassmaster class next week and see who won. Until then, make time to get out there.
To the back roads when you can.
Don't forget that camera. See you next week.
Yes, I'm gone to catch.